Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Marotta Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
It's always award show season here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings, at least on Monday mornings when we hand out our hardware from the weekend. It's brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, proud nutrition partner of the Phoenix Suns. Please give out your first award, Dan Bickley.
The Now You Know How We Feel award goes to Joel Embiid, who was very angry at all the Knicks fans who had invaded Philadelphia's basketball arena. They were chanting MVP for Jalen Brunson after his 47-point performance. And this is a fan base that is known, at least on the East Coast, for routinely taking over parks in D.C., Brooklyn. You know what I mean? This has kind of been their thing to do. Kind of got put back in their face a little bit.
But this is what happens when a fan base connects with its team.
Yep.
Remember the scene in Game 4 in Denver a couple years back when the Suns finished off the sweep of the Nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
You were there.
Mm-hmm.
You marveled at how many Suns fans were there.
A connected fan base is a traveling fan base. Let's freaking party!
Joel Embiid's getting some criticism for that stance, but
I get it.
It's frustrating. Philadelphia is supposed to be one of the premier sports cities in America. Defends its turf, right? And
yeah.
I know there's proximity there, but come on. That was remarkable what the Knicks fans did yesterday. My first award is the Bargain Shopper Award, and I'm giving it to brand new Buffalo Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman from Florida State. He was the first pick of the second round, and Keon Coleman had a first press conference for the ages. He shows up, sits down before he takes any questions. Somebody asks him about his jacket. He's wearing like a yellow hooded jacket, one of those padded jackets.
Yeah.
It's a good look. He's rocking it. Listen to this. Huh?
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? Guess where I got this from, though. I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
What town is it?
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors.
That's funny.
Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you though, personally. I might be.
Wow.
He went on for like another minute.
What a character.
Yep.
He's going to get a deal with Macy's.
Then he also said he went to Waffle House so often that he had the cook's personal like text number.
Wow.
Amazing.
I became a Keon Coleman fan over the weekend.
That's great.
My first award is the Catching Strays While on Vacay Award, and it goes to the city of Galveston, Texas, who multiple times over the weekend were brought up by
city?
One.
Yeah, it's Galveston. Yeah.
Galveston, that's what I said.
Galveston.
Oh, my goodness.
What did I say?
Stoddlemyre.
Galveston?
Galveston. Well, that's how they pronounce it in Texas.
Okay.
That's my southern accent coming out.
Fair enough.
Anyway, we'll let Shaq and Chuck talk about the New Orleans Pelicans and where they might be going on vacation.
Disappointing news. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna sit near the Cancun. We're gonna sit near the Galveston with that dirty ass water be washing up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach.
He then followed it up yesterday by apologizing to Beyonce's mother, who I guess is from that city.
That's where they're from, yeah.
But then also saying that Galveston? How do you say it?
Galveston.
Galveston is so bad that he'd rather go to San Antonio with those big old women than have to go to that dirty water in Galveston. Galveston.
Just call it G-Town.
Jared. G-Town.
There you go.
The dirty beach.
What does a judge use?
A gal.
But this is G-A-L-V.
I know, that's what I was telling you. It was the reverse. Okay, all right. This is the Stay in School, Stay as Long as You Can Award.
Well done.
Thank you. And it goes to the massive commit that ASU men's basketball just got. Bobby Hurley Jr. Yes. It's not Jaden Quaintance. He just committed this morning. But Bobby Hurley Jr., he was celebrated as part of Senior Day this past season. He graduated in 3 years and was planning to move on and start pursuing sports broadcasting. But he posted on Instagram yesterday, okay, I'm coming back. I don't want to find a job. Parentheses, I'm only 20.
Fantastic.
And I felt that so hard.
And on that Jaden Quaintance, the highest rated recruit they've ever gotten in the history of ASU.
Wow. Good pull.
Wow.
You know what's better than one senior day, Sarah? Two senior days.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Rack up those bouquets.
He gets two framed jerseys.
Yeah.
All right. My last award is the You Can Hang Up Now. I'm giving it to Cardinals rookie Tip Ryman, who one of two successive picks from Illinois. Apparently, he did a conference call with reporters, and he was done, but he didn't hang up. And so the reporters went back to doing what they were doing. And, hello? Do you guys still need me? It was like 3 minutes later. Yeah.
What a polite young man.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
I was reading about Tip Ryman, described as an old soul.
Yeah.
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 So he immediately...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. He immediately connects with Jared Carlin.
His name is Tip.
Yeah. Not too many young guys named Tip. My last award is You People Are Disgusting Award. And I'm giving it to Nashville Predators fans. Did you see what they were doing?
Yes.
For years, they've thrown the catfish on the ice. It's
disgusting, yeah.
They're chugging beers out of the cavity of a catfish.
Oh, come on.
It's disgusting.
Out of the mouth of the catfish. Right?
Where do you think the mouth leads, Jared?
Well, I know, but the cavity sounds much worse.
Oh, yes, that is
the mouth is a cavity.
They fill a giant catfish. They fill the mouth with beer,
so disgusting.
And then they dump it in their mouth like it's a papusa.
How many diseases are these people about to pick
all
up?
Of them?
Oh no. Okay.
My last award is the What's the Deal with Birthdays Award. It goes to Jerry Seinfeld, who turns 70 today.
I just saw that tweet
really?
2 minutes
Goodness
ago, too, Jerry.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. All right. Are we going to squeeze mine in or no?
Yes.
Okay. This is the Happy Trails Award. You knew I was going to do this for Candace Parker. She announced yesterday that after 16 seasons in the W, she is retiring. Her resume always makes the rounds whenever she's in the news, but I'm going to run through the resume real quick. 3-time WNBA champ, 2-time WNBA MVP, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, 7-time WNBA All-Star, 7-time All-WNBA First Team, WNBA Defensive Player of the Year, Finals MVP, All-Star MVP, Rookie of the Year. She's the only player in league history to win MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same season. And even though she would never say it, the swell that we are seeing in the sport of women's basketball right now, she is without a doubt the foundation or part of the foundation that has helped build what it is now.
Wasn't she, if not the first, wasn't she one of the first women's players to leave college early to go to the pros? If I remember correctly.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I don't even know that.
If she were old enough, she could have, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. There you go.
You.
There's hardware brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness.